I want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, JB, and alongside Golfer Gal, we have a great show for you this week. Golfer Gal's back joining us this week, so I want to introduce her to the show. Say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody. It's good to be back.
And we have a special show this week because a new product was launched by Cleveland, and they're bringing out the new 588 wedge, and the opinions were really high on the forum, people chatting about what they loved, what they remembered of the old 588, even stuff that they said, it doesn't really look right to me. But we wanted to bring the source right to it and talk about the 588 wedge with all our listeners. So Scott from Cleveland has been kind enough to join us and sit in on this with us. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks, JB. It's great to be here.
I'm going to start this with a brief story, and that is that the 588 wedge, the original version, was the first golf club I actually ever bought with my own money. No more hand-me-downs, no more parents getting me clubs. The 588 was my first real wedge and multiple wedges that I had in my bag. I still have fond memories of it. I loved those clubs. And when word got out that they were using them on tour, THP had a little article on the homepage saying, please, for the love of God and everything holy, bring back the 588 wedge. Now, we're not going to take credit for it coming back, although I'd like to think we had some influence. But we got word that it's officially coming out. We even got some pictures. We put everything up. People were chatting. What was the process? What made you guys decide to bring back this iconic club?
Well, I think it was 2007 or 2008, we kind of phased it out of the line. It had been a little long in the tooth. Had been about 20 years into its product life cycle, and we just sort of didn't have enough sales to really justify continuing it. But when we did that, I think, like PHP, and I got a lot of heat from a handful of other sources that were like, I got to get my hands on the 588 wedge again. So we knew at some point we actually had to bring it back, but we didn't want to bring it back without doing it the proper justice. So we were tinkering with some new processes and some new ways to actually make it more relevant on tour and modernize it in the proper way while keeping to the original heritage of the product. So we've been working on some forging processes with our manufacturers and developed a really impressive, very precise manufacturing process to really do justice to the shape of the 580, which is what the golfers in the late 80s really fell in love with, particularly on the tour. So it was the way that we wanted to bring it back. So it was going to happen sooner or later. It's just happening now this fall in November when we're actually going to pull the trigger on it.
Well, I know you've made JB very happy.
Yeah, happy. You know, we've talked about, you know, me having it next to my bedside, having dinner with it, you know, a lot of different things. Now, you know, thinking back of the 588, and it wasn't just the same wedge every year. I know a lot of people, when they think 588, they immediately think that original version. That, like I said, it's kind of legendary in its own right, because I look at almost every wedge that's been created since then having some sort of properties of the 588. It evolved over time, and you know, as with player input, like any club, it evolves. How is the new one evolving from the original and from that line?
That's an excellent question. Yeah, there has been a few different versions of the 588 over the years, and we really went back to our tour players, because the tour actually uses quite a bit of 588 still. They just couldn't go away from it, even into some of our newer wedges. And they really liked the tapered shape of the hosel on the original, you know, like 20 years ago 588 versions. We had to modify the tools over the years because they kind of wear out, and for some reason later on we kind of lost that really impressive taper on the top portion of the hosel down into the leading edge. So we were very careful to replicate that back to the original 588 masters, and we actually kind of reverse engineered the shapes by kind of scanning them into CAD and then modeling the new shapes over the top of them, so we could as accurately as possible replicate the original 588 shape that I think all of our tour pros fell in love with. And so we really did go back to the authentic 588.
Now, as things modernize and with research and development, people find ways to improve on golf clubs. And I know people say, irons are the same. They're really not. You know, leading edges are different. Weighting is different. Even modifications of shape. Now, you're talking about going back to the roots, especially that hosel design that I personally love. What has been modernized of it outside of, you know, the aesthetic side?
We've gone to a forged manufacturing process. The tolerances from part to part on like loft and lie and weight and the amount of polishing that we actually need to do is so minimal that they're basically perfect from part to part. It wasn't like that in the past. There's a little bit of leeway in terms of consistency from part to part as manufacturing has gotten so much better nowadays. So we can basically guarantee a perfect leading edge, a perfect hosel shape, a perfect just address profile. It's just a lot more consistent nowadays. Also, the groove technology, though we had to roll back the size of the grooves, obviously, the last couple of years because of the USGA rules, the precision and accuracy of the grooves, we can get them perfect from part to part, as well as our laser milled technology that we developed a couple of years ago for the CD15 wedge. We've also incorporated that into the new 588 Forge product as well. So we've kind of put every bit of our new technology that we've developed and all of this precise manufacturing that we have nowadays and incorporated that into that classic original timeless 588 shape.
Now, I noticed when the release came out and Cleveland put everything up and on the THP forum, there's a huge thread on the 588 wedges. There were two finishes. There were chrome and I believe it's satin. However, there's actually another side of this, and it became popular for me personally with the Never Compromise line that was introduced with the Gambler, the Dinero, and the new Connoisseur, about creating custom versions. Mm-hmm. And that is incredibly intriguing. I know everybody likes customs, and they like one-offs, and they like personalization. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, this is something that's actually really exciting to everyone here in our office and our sales force. Right now is that we have a special element to the 588 Forge Wedge. And like you said, using some of the things we learned from the Never Compromise My Custom Putter website, we're actually creating the My Custom Wedge website. And this is a site where you can go in and personalize and customize your wedge to basically anything you can possibly think of. We're offering special grind options where you can get some material moved from the leading edge, the trailing edge, the heel, the toe, combination of those. You can get special paint fill. You can pick from a bunch of different logos to get engraved on the back of the wedge. You can mix and match, put your school colors, special grip, shaft, what have you. Also get your name engraved on it. So it's going to be a really impressive website where you go in there, you can kind of tinker with the look of your wedge, what grind you want to get. We actually have this thing that we're calling the skin process.
That's what I've been waiting to hear. It's cool.
Yeah, that's kind of the new thing that really has the wow factor if you see the pictures
that's
of this
me.
Stuff. I'm not sure. Have we sent you guys some pictures of that already?
We have not put them up due to permissions, but you can describe it to the best of your ability because when I saw these, I was kind of salivating about one in particular that I'll let you touch on first, and then I'll tell you about my love affair for it.
Yeah, there's right now I think we're going to initially offer, I think, four different skins. And what it is we actually use this pretty cool laser process where we just basically shoot a laser over the back of the wedge. And we figured out these settings that actually make these really cool patterns that are perfect. They have this really cool color, this really cool shine. And we did four different patterns. The first one is an Argyle pattern that looks pretty impressive.
It looks amazing.
It looks like those old school sweaters, just something to stylize the wedge a little bit. We also have like what we call the burst pattern. It's kind of like this exploding star sheen thing. And then also just like a grid pattern. And there's a couple more we've played with that. I think we're going to kind of stagger the introductions of these just to kind of see what the interest in it. The first few people that we've showed, you being one of them, JB, has been very people get very excited about this product and the idea of going online and being able to customize the product to kind of exactly what you want to do. So,
well, I mean, let's face it, and I'll go ahead and then I'll say something.
I was just going to say, I think it's a brilliant idea. And I think, for somebody, and this is going to sound silly but I'm already thinking like Christmas time. It's such a great gift idea. It's such a great idea to get somebody a personal wedge, to be able to let them just make something that's exactly what they want, that fits just their specific personality. I just think it's such a great idea.
I agree. Now, one thing that immediately came to mind when I saw these skins is how interesting they'll look on different finishes. And I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, the finishes on the custom side are a little different than the finishes on the straight ones that'll be in the stores.
Yeah, the ones that will be in the stores were starting off with the chrome and the satin finish. But on the custom side, we wanted to have a few more options. So we're actually offering the satin finish. You can get all the paint fill options and engraving options on that. The skin option is only going to be available on the black pearl finish. Mm-hmm. And yes, the black pearl is only available on the My Custom site. Just because that's the finish that looks the most impressive with the skin, when you, it kind of gets the contrast between the black and the silver of the skin color. And then we're also offering a raw RTG finish, which will actually rust. And that's the finish we'll use for the custom grinds.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just take some material off where specified by the golfer to wherever they want us to take it off. And it will rust kind of like a lot of the finishes we send out to the tour pros, or that raw finish, they... because we do the custom grinding in-house, they just kind of, it's easier to do it that way. The feel really isn't different, whether it's chromed or raw, but it's just a different cosmetic.
I know. Oh, go ahead.
When I look at the different finishes and the different custom options, that really shot out to me was where the Cleveland emblem is. And I'm going to relate it back to the CG15s, because while I thought the 588s were my favorite wedge ever created, I don't have them. I played CG15s for a long time. I'm an amateur golfer. I found no reason to change, although I liked some other options recently. The new version, the Cleveland, where it is in the white scripting of the letters, that can actually be changed. You can move things around. And one of the things that I saw was something that said custom, and I thought that was incredibly unique and cool.
Yeah, like we have a few different, like the basically the My Custom wedge heads start with a blank back. And if you really want it to a clean look, you can have it completely blank. We have maybe three or four logos to choose from in the middle. You can get the same one that's on the stock one. You can get one that says custom, like you just said. And I think there's one more on there. We're still kind of playing with the final versions. It's not quite finished yet. And then you can also get a logo on the toe. You can get it to say Tour Zip Grooves, like the one that you'll see on the shelves. You can get like one that says like Special Grind. There's like four or five different options that we're going to offer right now. So you can kind of mix and match those and either include them or exclude them, depending on how much information or content or paint fill you want to have on the back of your wedge.
I know that now that you said that the Black Pearl will be available in the custom option, I think that's going to make a lot of people happy, because people on our forum were talking about how they wish that the 588s would come in the Black Pearl. So now they do have that option. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite finishes of all time. And you add that with Argyle. And with a big burst of custom on there, and I'm drooling.
Is it going to be bad that my cell phone and my wedges were going to match?
Probably.
Nothing wrong with that.
Because I've got
so
the Argyle.
Are you assuming that when 588s arrive to THPHQ that you're getting them?
No, I'm just saying.
We're going to have some serious words off the air if that's the case.
It could happen. I could have an entire, everything would match. I could be all Argyle, head to toe, including my phone.
Well, we might have to have you guys test out the beta version of the website when it's available in a few weeks, and maybe just put in a test order, see if we can actually get it to you within a couple days.
So we have to wait a couple of weeks for this? That's not good for our sanity. no, I kid. Now, another feature on this club that is something that has created a lot of buzz is the shaft technology in the world has changed so much in the last few years. Part of that is due to just manufacturing processes being as good as they've ever been. Part of that for Cleveland is due to having an incredible sister company that makes some of the highest end shafts available and can be put in standard where no other company really on the market can do that. However, Cleveland with the 588, from what I've gathered, has a wedge shaft that's been created specifically for this wedge.
Mm-hmm.
Can you discuss that at all, or are features known about it yet?
It's something new that we've been partnering up with True Temper on. As you know, with wedges, there's only so much you can do with the weight and the material to affect the performance. And now that we have rolled back the grooves, it's getting harder and harder to add spin to the golf ball. So what we set out to do probably a year and a half ago with True Temper is to design a shaft that feels really good on a wedge, because that's something essential for the Cleveland golf equipment, but also helps add spin. And then I think a year and a half ago, True Temper came out with the DG Spinner shaft that kind of has an interesting shaft profile where it kind of kinks in underneath the grip to kind of make the shaft flex higher up.
Those are very popular on our site, by the way.
Yeah, and they really do work. It's a good technology. So we worked with the same engineers that designed that shaft to come up with a proprietary shaft between True Temper and Cleveland Golf that we're going to feature in the 588 wedge that incorporates their variable wall thickness technology and incorporates some of the same things they did in the DG spinner while working extremely well with the head weights and center of gravity of our wedges. So to not get too technical here, we tested a handful of versions and used the same philosophy of basically making the wedge shaft flex a little bit higher up the shaft, try to get it to bend closer to underneath the grip, and that allows the head to be delivered more steeply into the ball, having the shot trajectory be slightly lower with a little bit more spin on the full shots while still feeling really good and soft on short game shots around the green. So we were able to accomplish this with this shaft that we're calling the TC, stands for Tour Concept Wedge Shaft, and that's a sub-brand of True Temper's that they've allowed us to use for this product. So it's a featured wedge-specific shaft, and it'll be offered standard on all of the 588 forge wedges, and it's a really good all-around shaft. A lot of the better players are liking it in comparison to our last version shaft, which was the traction shaft. It's a little bit feels a little bit stiffer and flexes a little bit better for the higher swing speed player. So it's had very positive responses and people really liking it. And it does add a little bit of spin to the shots, probably a couple hundred RPMs on a full wedge shot.
There's a forum member on our site named TC who might like those as well.
I'm sure he will.
When it comes to the re-release of the 588, like you said, it was a process that was inevitable and we knew it was going to come. What was the reason for doing it now outside of us, of course, writing that article, which we know is the real reason? But outside of that, what was the reason that the timing was right now?
I think it was a combination of a few things. It was backed by popular demand. We also had developed this forged technology. We're calling it Precision Forge is the general name. That's kind of not real specific, but we'll have some cool stuff on our website with the details about that. So that was available. The world is starting to go. Like, I think we did some research on the top 50 players in the world, and I think 45 of them played forged iron. So it's getting a little bit more prevalent out there. The feel is slightly softer. It's a lot more bendable for custom club builders and for custom orders. So we just felt that that was where the tour wanted to go. That's where serious golfers that support Cleveland Golf wanted to go. So it was just the right time to do it. And we just want to make sure we're making tour quality product that we can make available to everyone.
Now, a lot of people loved the CG16 wedges.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not going away, correct?
No, we're still keeping the CG16 wedges. I think you touched on this earlier in the show, that basically all the wedges we design stem from the 588 shape. The CG16 actually has a lot of similarities to the 588 shape. It's just slightly bigger, has a wider sole, and it kind of has what we call the C-sole, where it's even sole width from the heel to the toe. And also has a cavity back element that makes it a little bit more forgiving. So we're still supporting the CG16 product for kind of the everyman, the guy that needs a little bit more forgiveness or needs a little bit more forgiveness out of the bunker or when he hits a fat shot.
This is the internet. Nobody ever needs any forgiveness.
No. Everyone hits it perfect every time. So we're still going to basically offer every different type of short game product for all player types. Our standard offering now is going to be the 588 forge for what we call the player's wedge, which doesn't have any cavity backs on it. But it's designed for all around performance. I mean, everyone that's a serious golfer has played a 588 probably at one point over the last 23 years. We sold over 3.5 million of them out of our total 8 million wedges we've ever sold. So it's been around for a while. Yeah, I mean we've sold more wedges than any golf equipment company in the last 20 years by a lot. So it's and I was just looking at our total wins since 1988. We've won 335 regular tour events and 26 majors, and that's more than any other brand as well since the 588 came out. So they've been around for a while, so it's only fitting to kind of bring it back. And I know I get a lot of emails, people bugging me for the 588s, and we haven't had them for a few years, so I think we're going to make a lot of people happy here.
Don't give me your email address or you'll get a lot of those.
Yeah. We'll take care of you, JB. Don't worry about that.
one of the things – there's a lot of things to touch on here, but one of the things that I want to discuss before we let you go is that Cleveland Golf as – I guess that what – I'm babbling here, but 20 years ago when this wedge was created – it became a wedge that basically everybody knew, and over the years it changed. And what we've seen in basically every wedge that's come out since then are things that are part of the 588. What made it stand its test of time, do you believe?
I think it just has a really beautiful look at address, a clean leading edge, like we were talking about, the tapered hosel design, and then the functionality of the sole. It was just, for whatever reason, was designed perfectly back then to kind of have good performance on full shots, out of the bunker, and then at using different hand positions on flop shots, open face shots, normal chips. It just, the sole design just kind of works for just about any player type or playing condition. So I think that's what made it so timeless and why we haven't, a lot of our designs now even stem from that basis. So I think it was just such a good design in the beginning for an all-around scoring club that we just really, if it's not broke, don't fix it kind of thing.
Well, that seems to make a lot of sense.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
A lot more sense than I tried to make out of it.
Yeah, sometimes you don't want to overthink equipment design because you can sometimes go backward if you try to get too clever or tricky with things. And you can probably think of a few examples over the past 5 or 10 years of products that have come out that just didn't quite need too many gimmicks on them.
I can think of one product that had a lot of gimmicks, and I think I'm the only human in the world that loved it, and that was the VAS irons.
I was waiting for you to say that.
Yeah, those had their run.
I have a set in the garage, actually.
Yeah, we do.
Those are, for some reason, those are like collector's items. They're hard to get a hold of, but people that love them, because the technology really did work, and it really did help sales for Cleveland back, I think it was in the mid-90s when Paven won the Open with them. It definitely was.
They
a
matched
really...
his haircut and mustache.
Yeah. A little purple plaque on the back. No, it was definitely a cool product. We've adapted from that design a little bit.
Slightly.
Since then. Gone back to cleaner designs, but it definitely served its purpose.
Well, I want to thank Scott for coming on and dealing with my idiotic rants and wonderful things to say about my favorite club ever created. This is not a thing because Cleveland is coming out with this wedge. Anybody who's been on our forum for the last 3 years knows how I feel about this club. I've been looking forward to it for a long, long time, and I'm glad to have it back, and I'm sure people are going to be very glad to hear me not have to say when are they bringing it back anymore. I want to thank you for coming on and answering all the questions, giving everybody the insight on something that'll be out, I believe you said mid-November.
Mm-hmm. Mid-November is the launch date.
And stay tuned for the THP website for information on when you'll be able to go create your custom wedge. You guys are making sure that a lot of people don't get a lot of work done that day because people are going to be on there for hours. I'm warning you guys, it is definitely really cool. Wait till you see it.
It is.
So you can always stay tuned to clevelandgolf.com for all the information on that, as well as thehackersparadise.com. And we will see you guys next week with another show. Goodbye, everybody.